How are you?
Happy, happy, happy Friday. If you live up north, I've been watching the news. Are you okay? Have you got back from the snowstorms yet? This is the time of the year, I think, when here in Florida, the Daytona Beach area where I live in, I think we're required by law to actually call all of our friends up north and or text them a picture of us coming back from the beach. Maybe a nice motorcycle ride down the coast. That's they hate it when I do that. They really do. But it's fun for me. So let's talk about success today. I know it's a big generic term, right? But in this case, we're talking about pretty much success in your life, whether it's be relationships or your business or just happiness or mindfulness, whatever. The things you kind of need to do to get there. It's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. This show's all about you. It's all about you and how you feel about yourself and things you said, hey, this is what I want to do in my life. This is how I feel and experience my life. This is who I see myself as. So let me go get that. And then you get up one day and you're like, okay, I said it yesterday, but I didn't do it today. So let's go after it. We all do it every single day. I do it constantly. In fact, my state of mind, pretty much about, I'm going to say 90%, maybe more, not less. 90% of my state of mind every single day is about, am I living in the world that I want to live in? Am I seeing it the way I want to see it? And if not, how do I change it? That's it. And it's kind of cool because it's very proactive. I want you to do the same thing. We'll talk about that a little bit more today. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Before I get on today, I made an announcement yesterday that I had a brand new Facebook group called Daily Boost Podcast. Duh, where did I get that from? Haven't done it for 15 years, and I thought I just wanted a place to communicate and chat with y'all. Didn't want to go on Twitter, the cesspool that it is. I wanted something that was accessible to you and easy, and I really bounced around a lot. I said, let's do a Facebook group. Seems like it would have been easy, right? So if you'd like to join me, and we had already today, a ton of folks have joined, about 100 people already. It's going to be big, I promise you that. A little slow getting going because it takes time. We'll build that up over time. But if you'd like to join me, just go to facebook.com/group/Daily Boost Podcast and submit your application. It's like a question. It's simple stuff. And I will say, come on in, let's have some fun. And just pay attention to our number one rule, be nice and be cool. That's it. If you're not nice and cool, I delete you. You're gone. In a nice, smiley, happy way, okay? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Daily Boost. That's Hims.com/Daily Boost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Daily Boost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. On Friday, we always start by digging into the how do I want to feel thingy. I've asked this now, how long now, guys? I think I started very early on. I think somewhere in 2006 I started this, maybe 2007, asking how do you want to feel? Because I just recognized something. I recognized throughout the course of our day, you maybe have heard people say before, don't let anybody make you feel that way. They have no power over you. Nobody can make you feel any way but you want to feel, right? And yet what's the truth and the reality of it?
Yeah, it hurt my feelings. I feel jealous.
It happens. I get it, man. It's just called being human. Now there's some mind science going on, some neuroscience, if you will, some quick tricks that you can do when somebody kind of tweaks you the wrong way that will change it right away. But ultimately, it comes down to you controlling how you feel. And one of the ways to do that is just to say, how do I want to feel? And consciously take it from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind and just contemplate it for a second. One thing, how do I want to feel? And make sure it's good, happy, upbeat, excited, growing, whatever. Sit on it for a second and then move on. When you do that, life is pretty cool. You know what I do with my wife? Joyce Vaughn. She's we've been married now 14 years. It's crazy how long it's been. The beautiful Joy. But Joy has her ways about her. And, Oh, yeah, I have my ways too. At the There's no doubt about it. But we have a great relationship. We have worked and lived in the same home for 14 years now. It's like 15 lifetimes together. And for most people. And she sometimes has her ways. And I learned in my mind to feel the way I want to feel. I just say, she's being Joy. And that's it. And to me, she's being Joy. It's what I love about her. So when I say she's being Joy, it immediately takes me to this, okay, I didn't like the fact she just told me to clean my room, but she's just being Joy. Today's show about success and the rules of success. I have a love-hate relationship with success. It's like link bait. If I put success in a title, y'all look at it. I hate to say that, but just so if you start paying attention to the other titles, then I won't put success in the title. But until then, I got to play by the clickbait rules, right? But rules are rules. It's if you want to be something in your life, you have to decide what that's going to be. You have to decide what you want to believe, and you have to decide rules of what's going to make that happen. If you're not a rule player, you're probably a meanderer living in a world of mediocrity. And I'm not. I think mediocrity is okay. I do. You don't have to be perfect in everything. But there are rules to getting what you want, and you have to have your own personal set of rules to do that. So let's talk about some of those rules for success that may help you today. Because if you study anybody who's had any success in their life, and when I talk about success again, it could be somebody who has a nice home life, or drives the car you want to drive, or has built a great business, or serves a community. It could be anything. But if you study those people who have done that, they have a lot in common. They follow a set of rules. And they do things pretty consistently. So what are those rules that you can pay attention to? Well, the person with the strongest why is going to win. I'm a fan of knowing what you want to do first. A lot of people will go right to the why. You can't do it unless you know why. I said, yeah, but what am I going to do? If I don't know what I'm going to do, the why doesn't matter, does it? So I always focus on what do I want to do. I don't even focus on how do I do it. That comes later. But once I know what I want to do, as we talked about, I think, on Wednesday's show about the mind and goal setting, the mind is going to look at any goal you want to do and they can compare it to any alternative you have. Whichever one has the strongest why is what you're going to do. That's it. So successful people know why they're doing something, more so than you. If you're losing to them, they are. Yeah, I did say if you're losing to them. There's no doubt. Life is a competitive game. I'm not one of these participation guys. I'm not. There are winners and losers in this world. You have a choice of which one you want to be. That's it. Okay, man, that's going to take me down a rabbit hole. I don't want to go there. Sorry about that. So the person who shows up wins, too. You notice that? They say 90% of success is showing up. It's true. I've been going to the gym now. I have a goal this year. I'm going to go to the gym 7 days a week for the next year, just for the fun of it, even if I just go sit in the sauna. Show up, get in shape. You show up, you win. You don't show up, you don't. Person who wins, who is persistent, wins the most. Doggedly persistent. I would go so far as to say, actually, that the people who are doggedly persistent probably don't know they are. They know their why so strongly. They know what they want. They're going after it. Why not be persistent, okay? It's what you want. Why would you stop, right? The person who never assumes wins. I don't assume things. Sometimes I don't care. Sometimes I'll think about it. Sometimes I'm surprised by what happened, but I'm not going to ever assume anything. I'm going to figure out what works and go do it. Person who is the best at what they do will win. Yeah, really, it works that way. I know it's not real popular in this participation world we live in, but truth is, if you're better, you're going to win. So be good at what you do. The person who plans and documents their journey and interactions wins. He who documents wins. Don't believe me? Get audited one day. The person who never gives up control to others wins. I give up control. Joy says, what do you want for dinner? I say, I don't care. I really don't. I give up control a lot. None of us is in control all the time, but you must be in control of things that are important to you. The person who accepts responsibility for themselves wins. Old school wisdom right there. If you don't get that one, then you're not going to get that one. I've just been positive about it. I'm just telling you right now, if you're having trouble with your world, what you need to do is look at it and say, I mean, the buck stops with me. That's it. I just accept responsibility for my world. I cause whatever's going on in my world. Just take it from that and you'll win. You will. The person who serves the most wins as well. It's always great to come from an attitude of gratitude and to be in service of others. It doesn't mean give yourself away. It doesn't mean sell yourself short. No. It doesn't mean always be serving others. You have to serve yourself as well. When I say who serves, if you're serving yourself and serving your family and serving your friends and serving your community, if you're just always in that feeling of service, you're going to win. If you're in the feeling of service but yet feeling like you're getting stomped on, you're not going to win. So you have to change your mindset, okay? There must be something else I can talk about here because, heck, we've got a whole other minute on the show. Can't just stop with that, can I? Start the fast music and then the actions you take automatically become the life you experience. It's essential for you to be mindful of where you are heading. So if you didn't hear that and get that, just understand that whatever you're thinking consciously, that's one thing. But really what's in the back of your mind, your hippocampus is where it lives, way back in there. Whatever you're doing automatically, how you respond to life automatically is how your life is going to be. So the trick is to get yourself to make these automatic responses that take you in a better place than maybe they have been taking you. Not to say that. I mean, it could be the case. Not to absolutely say that. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Come to the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/Daily Boost Podcast. Get yourself in there, and over the coming days, it will be in the hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Here you come, and we're going to get to know each other, okay? Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.